I'm Jennifer, and I'm here with Mika, who has been my guide this past week while I've been touring around Israel. Thank you.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you for dealing with me in general and answering my many questions and really, making me feel at home. I want to start first with the elephant in the room. Is Israel safe for tourists at the moment, being that we're about 6 months into the war with Hamas?
So I would like to ask you, you've been here for a week, right? So how do you feel here after a week?
I'll be totally honest. I feel quite safe. I was actually really hesitant to come. Because, you know, I wasn't sure what would happen. And I've been really touched by not just how both of the people have made me feel, but seeing how the Israelis are managing. So I feel safe and I feel privileged, actually, because, you know, there's a war going on. It's not hidden. I'm not going to lie and say, you know, everything. So that would be, I think, strange. So I feel very privileged to be welcome while Israel is going through this time. And it just feels like the country's trying to move forward. I've never been interviewed before by someone I'm interviewing.
This is the Jewish phenomena. Once someone is asking you a question, you answer with a question.
Okay. So, then I'm going to ask you another question. I'm part of this core group. Am I part of, is this the first group you've toured in the past 6 months, or have you had people?
Oh, this is a very good question, because last October 23, just before the war started, we, all the tour guides and the tourist field, we were so excited that finally, after COVID, we will recover. The October up to December or January 24 was supposed to be the high season. And so everything collapsed, obviously.
So you were looking ahead to finally after COVID and then...
Exactly. We were supposed to recover the COVID in October 23 up to January 24, but then things happened. And so you are the first group I guided after 6 months. So yeah, I was at home, jobless again, and very sad. But you know, everything is relative. I lost only my job. People lost their life. People lost their life of his family, lost their houses, lost confidence. So, you know, I try to keep positive and to behave, you know, like I just lost my job. But everything is relative here.
But that's something I've found really remarkable. I haven't told you, so I'll tell you now on camera. Because you've told us every now and then about your experience on that day and with your son. And I was, you know, impressed or thrown by it. You say it all kind of like, not that it's nothing, but like you just take it so well. Like, okay, we did this. And then, you know, I know your sister was evacuated and still is, I believe.
Still, yeah.
Is this just Israeli or is this you?
Yeah.
I think it's Israelis and Jewish in general, because I think we passed through so many things along the history and the years that we are survivors. And one of the things that really attracted me the other day when one of the hostages was released, the old lady from the kibbutz, she was like waving bye-bye to the terrorist in Gaza. And then when they interview her, she said, of course, I will not, my soul and my strength will not fall because of this person or of the Hamas in general. And she was the lady that on that October 7th morning she was taken with her small baggy, and she was like smiling and talking with the Hamas and people. Says she was, she got like crazy. No, she said, I didn't want them to feel that they break my strength. And this is amazing.
I was, so it's, you know, it's my first time in Israel. So I'm hearing all these things and thinking how I've been raised and thinking, oh, I didn't know this was, you know, a cultural thing, because I grew up with, don't let anybody change your character. So I'm sure people want to know, like, okay, so if we come to Israel, what do we do? So I'm going to skip around a bit, actually, because talking about the culture and this, I was not prepared for the chills I felt when we visited the Old City in Jerusalem. I also, and I'm embarrassed to say this, I was not prepared for how like multicultural it is. Can you give us a little snapshot of what people can expect when they visit the Old City in Jerusalem and then around Jerusalem as well?
So it's important to say that people are afraid of Jerusalem or in general about Israel. But I have a feeling that Israel is not that dangerous versus other places in the world. Jamaica, downtown Philly, New York, some places. And so I definitely feel very, very comfortable in the Old City of Jerusalem and all over Israel. And I think, unfortunately, that the media in Israel is not really passing this safe feeling, because coming from abroad, everybody is quite sure that there is always war here. Yeah. Now there is war, but before it wasn't a war. But still, people is afraid of coming. But I think it's a safe place. Even nowadays, if you guys would like to come to see from the river to the sea, this is definitely Israel, and I'm here, and all my colleague friends of tour guides, this is what we are doing. We show Israel, which is from the river, the Jordan River, to the Mediterranean Sea, and this is Israel. It's a beautiful, beautiful country, and it's a country for all the three monotheist religion to come here to experience holy places, to experience the people here, different religion, different faith, a beautiful archaeological site, and nature.
I was, again, surprised, because when we were in the Old City and you explained this to us, there were the different quarters. And I thought, given what's going on, you know, you and the Muslim people and the Jewish people and the Christian people would be kind of at least rude to each other, more than rude. And I, you know, I kept running off to speak with people. It felt like there was less hate within Jerusalem between these groups than there is outside of Jerusalem and outside of Israel. Why is that? If it's true, that was my feeling.
I think that on the common people level, every one of us at the end of the day would like to raise his kids, to earn his life, to enjoy life. Mm-hmm. Everyone. Doesn't matter if you're Christian, Jewish, Muslim. This is like a very common of human being. And so on a common level, we are all together, and I work a lot with Arab, Muslims, Christians, whatever. And we work along very well together. So at the end of the day, it's not the common, in general, the common people. It's on the government level or such political, let's say, level.
And with that, I was so excited for all the different cultures I got to see, because I honestly, I didn't know you took us to where the Druze live, and we went to this incredible painted house. Could you remind me, give me, and like anyone wants to know, tell me about this again.
I would love to. This is a village called Dalit El Carmel. It's located on the Carmel Mountain. It's a Druze village, and so you can see the diversity of the people living in Israel.
Who are the Druze again?
The Druze is a religion that split from the Islam faith in the 12th century AD, but their own religion, They are very, very warm people, very home hospitality, very sweet. And they are loyal to the government they live with. So we have no any problem with them. The opposite. People love to go and stay in their houses, visit their places, having a restaurant there, you know. And the house that we visited was really, really nice, done by a Druze guy, an artist.
Who is now, I understand, this Druze painter is one of the most famous painters out of Israel right now, yes?
He is one of them, yeah. And you've got some galleries abroad, some gallery here in Israel. He's doing great.
Right. And then I'll hit like the attractions, you know, people I'm sure are curious about as well. We went to the Dead Sea region.
Yeah.
So we did it as a day trip from Jerusalem, which was quite cool. I think I still have salt on me. Is that something that tourists coming, do they typically stay in the Dead Sea area? Is there stuff to do around there for a long time? Or is it more like a day trip from Jerusalem?
Oh, this week.
It's very much depend on the people, what they emphasize. Because if you are coming, you can do it a day tour from Jerusalem, and you can enjoy the sea and so on for a few hours. And there is people that choose to stay there, and you can do like many times I'll do sunrise and Mezara. So we stay overnight in hotel in the Dead Sea. We go early morning, we climb up the Mezara, which is a beautiful, beautiful fortress up in the desert, which has a beautiful story, archaeological site, and King Herod and so on. It's a World Heritage site, one of the most visited site in Israel. And so you can see sunrise from there. It's unbelievable moment. And then you can go back to the hotel, enjoy the Dead Sea, which is so good for the skin.
And a lot of these hotels are the full spa experience.
Oh yeah, all of them has beautiful spas and facilities for a day tour, but also for people that would like to stay there overnight and relax, enjoy the desert.
Okay, so I'm pretty sure Jerusalem and the Dead Sea region are usually on people's list. I've also heard that Haifa is really just for work, but we went to Haifa. I thought it was super cool. Would you recommend Haifa to people?
I definitely recommend Haifa for people because Haifa is, first, it's the third biggest city in Israel, and there is beautiful Baha'i's garden there.
That's right. And the Baha'i people, remind me again, are who?
They are, again, they split from the Islam faith, but they have their own religion, which is separated, and they are all over the world. There is about 6 million Baha'is all over the world, including Chicago.
Okay.
And so they have, this is one of their holy sites, Haifa, the Baha'i's garden, and on the other side of the bay, it's Akko, which is a beautiful town, which is another beautiful town that has to be part of the travelers in Israel.
We began and are ending in Tel Aviv, which, oh my God, it's so cool. Like, I had no idea there are trees everywhere, this beach. So what's your most special thing about Tel Aviv that you would share with people?
Tel Aviv is a beautiful city, very enlivening city. Mm. Tel Aviv is like party and celebrate life.
Yeah, I got
this.
That
is really, really the atmosphere, and you can feel the people beside, let's say, everybody in Israel, almost everybody, is very friendly. Yeah. But Tel Aviv is something like very easygoing. Everybody is smiling, cool, you know, chill. Mm. There is beautiful food scene in Tel Aviv. Entertainment and so on. It's really
like the greatest vibe ever. It like, yeah, it has the sense of freeness. Somehow.
Definitely, definitely. And we invite you to stay here in Tel Aviv.
I keep telling you, find me a reason, and you know, you got me. Find me another very specific reason. So I just want to give you the opportunity. Is there anything that when people come to Israel that they really should see or know that they don't always?
There is so many things to see and to do here in Israel. We have over 75 national parks, and now within a tour of a week tour, which I do with the big groups, we visit maybe five or six of them. So there is so much more to see here in Israel, and beside, let's say, national parks and so on, there is really a lot to see. And not only the things that every tourist going, because there is like so many beautiful things that are not on the official tourist path.
Well, I have to say, I usually think of myself as kind of a free traveler. I'm not usually with a guide. And I'm so glad we had you. Because when I felt still like I could, you know, girls, but there's no way I would have done, you know, Israel this way if not for you. So thank you all for sharing your country, but also for sharing yourself. You've been incredible.
Thank you. This was my pleasure. And I have to say, in general, not only in Israel, if you take a guide, it's always an extra value for the things.
It wasn't
because we can see beautiful things, but you don't understand what they are and so on. And talking about this, I always say that there is beautiful place all over the world, but there is only one holy land, for Jewish or Christian, and this is here, Israel.
Thank you.